milk or cheese. That used to be the choice that I had to make. And then the new book came out, the new plan came out for Slimmer Worlds, and it was like, you can have two healthy extra A's. My life is like invigorated.
Were you not a Slimming Worlder when we used to have that?
No.
Ah, you see, that's why. So, I'm back in the day. We used to have the original plan and the green plan, and you would get two healthy extra A's and two healthy extra B's. Yeah, you'd have double. Yeah, you definitely have two A's. Yeah, two A's and two B's. So when Extra Easy came in, it's what we pulled back to make sure that you were getting enough, not going over on your energy, and we knew that the food you were getting, we're going to make sure you were covered. So the fact that they've brought the two back in is like not so strange to us that were around back then, but to a lot of people.
Well, I guess the ultimate thing with Slimming World is that you've got to be eating more fruit and veg. That's the big thing, isn't it? Get more speed in.
Yeah.
But then it's the word extra that always baffled me. Healthy extra. Because I thought, well, if I need it, I'll have it. But if I don't, I'm not bother.
How interesting. Whereas my brain just works, they're giving me milk, they've given me cheese, I'm going to eat it. But I know for a lot of people, over the last kind of 3-4 weeks, it's terrified them. So kind of today, what we want to talk to you about is calcium, why it's in there, the fact of why we've brought it in, of what could be the best choice to have, and not to be scared of it. But the really important thing you need to know is that we are unofficial, Slimming World. They know about us, but they don't stand behind us and kind of pay us to do this. And we're also not doctors, so the advice we're giving in terms of calcium, please do bear in mind that if you have any issues with your bones or anything like that, that this is just from our own personal knowledge and the research that Claire has done into calcium and the knowledge that I have. So do make sure if you have any issues that you are getting it checked out and don't stop taking supplements.
Absolutely, yeah. So the number one thing that I realised when I spent a Saturday afternoon having weighed in the morning and reread my new book early January.
Did you read it?
Of course I did.
Did you?
I do listen to what you say sometimes.
I love it when people listen to me.
For people who don't know, Anna is my consultant, so that's why occasionally I have to, like, you know, toe the line.
You should toe the line. Claire, toe the line. Come on.
I have to be careful how honest I can be with you, because it might come back at me.
Never come back at you. Remember, I'm a slimmer too. I've done everything you've done plus some, so don't worry.
So the number one thing that I wanted to find out was, what is the UK government's recommendation? Mm. Because it's fine whether you do Slimming World, Weight Watchers, whatever your diet may be, to kind of look down that route. But what does the government say? Because I'm a journalist, so I want to look at the facts about this. And the UK government says the recommended allowance is 700 milligrams of calcium a day,
right?
Which means nothing to us when we hear those numbers. No. Right, so then I took my pen and paper and I went to whatever page is in the book for Healthy Extra A, and I wrote out all the milk, all the cheese, and I went through and thought, right, if there was 100 grams of this, how much calcium would that give me? How much is the portion that I can have of that particular Healthy Extra A, and how much calcium does that give me? And what I ended up doing was, and we must post this on our Instagram actually.
Oh, we should
share this knowledge. I put the top five cheese, top five milk, and top five other calcium sources together to work out what percentage it is of our daily recommended allowance according to the UK government, and how much calcium is in that in terms of milligrams, and what they were. And the number one thing that came out is the Healthy Extra A's, where you can have more volume, more of it, obviously have more calcium in.
Love that.
So it's all just about thinking, okay, this calcium thing, I know I need it, I'm not sure why, and how do I get to maximise it out of the options?
Do you think maybe it'd be worthwhile that we explain to you why you need it? So, you go for it, because you've worked out the gorgeousness and the geekiness.
Well, it was something that you said actually in the group that day that made me think, that's interesting, because I always assume that calcium was just good for your bones and good for your teeth. And I've said before, I've got my own teeth and I'm all right with that. And I think they might be around for a little bit, according to my dentist.
But like I said to her, you don't want to lose your teeth, do you? So calcium is very important to keep those teeth.
Yes.
And keep your bones strong, especially as us women, osteoporosis, you know, we've got to be mindful of that.
Absolutely. And so what I found was metabolism.
Yes.
And we all want to be doing this plan to lose weight right now.
Fingers crossed.
And the thing that I did not realise, so there was a dude called Michael Zemel, and he's from the Nutrition Institute. All this research is online. You can go and read. Several years ago, he did this study where he looked at calcium intake with mice, and he worked out that the more calcium there is in a fat cell, then the more fat the cell will burn and the greater the weight loss. And so he looked at mice who had no calcium at all over losing weight, and they only lost 8% body fat loss. Then he looked at mice with calcium supplements, and they had 42% decrease in body fat, so from 8% to 42%.
Wow.
And then obviously he kind of went away and looked at how that impacts humans, because not everybody wants to take supplements or needs to, right?
No.
This is something you must check with your GP before you go down and do this. And what he realized with humans is that humans who get their calcium and have a dairy rich diet, they get it from what they're eating, they actually will lose 5 pounds more than those who aren't getting enough calcium.
Oh, wow.
So that kind of intrigued me, really, to think, okay, rather than this idea of me thinking healthy extra,
yes,
actually this for me should be a healthy I need it.
You know, I'm gonna ring Margaret Miles Bramwell, that is.
Yeah,
we need to change the format. But I think she'd think that was a goer.
I just found it really interesting. So then which one are you? Are you milk, cheese? What were you using your healthy extra A on before the plan changed, for instance?
So it's what I learned is, you see, I've learned all the tricks of the trade. So I would use almond milk in my porridge, but sin it, because it was much lower sins than cow's milk for the amount I got, and then have cheese as my healthy extra. But I couldn't go naked. I couldn't go without either. So I had to have both.
Really?
But now that you can have two, I go double cheese, still sin the milk. Like halloumi and feta.
Yeah.
Parmesan and a bit of Edam. Like, you know, possibilities are endless here. So you could have cheese in your omelette and then cheese on your pasta. I had cheese and crackers at 5 o'clock this morning. Simmy crackers at five sins and had my cheddar. Yeah.
You are living a wild life, aren't you?
Yeah, I must say that was not like after a wild night out. That was when the child woke up. So she was colouring in and I was eating cheese and crackers. Fine.
That's how it works. Yeah. One of the things I just wanted to work out with healthy extras, you can't kind of have, you can't mix and match, for instance. Like you can't have, I don't know, like one slice of bread and then half a portion of porridge. You're meant to kind of...
So the kind of best way to think about this is, we want to uncomplicate it, we want to make it easy, but we also want to make it exact. So it's also all about choice. If they're pre-split in the book, like, you know, like one piece of bread and one hi-fi or whatever, then that's something we know that's really measurable. However, it is a personal choice. So if you wanted to split it, you could. But what we'd say with like the milk and the cheese is, it would lose its calcium badge of honour, because we couldn't guarantee that you were getting the same
enough
level of calcium because you were splitting it. And for me, the splitting always worries me personally, just because I worry about getting it exactly right, and that you might actually just take the mick, because I know I would. Do you know what I mean? Okay, so what, 20 grams of porridge? Oh, well, it was 36. It's fine, I still have the piece of bread. But the really important thing to know why we put the second healthy extra in, a couple of reasons. One of them was, when flavoured yogurts had a sin value, we know that the consumption of yogurt dropped within our members. So we just wanted to make sure that we safeguarded everyone's calcium level. But also, from recommendations from government studies, the World Health Organization, we knew that we could afford to give you more calcium. And the benefit that the more calcium would have would be huge. Because you can see from the research, calcium-rich diet boosts weight loss. So a lot of people say to me, why hasn't the B been increased? Because fiber basically doesn't have the power of the calcium, so that's why it's in. Just something to shoot out of the sky. I've had so many worried members who perhaps think that they haven't got the weight losses they've wanted, or they've not been as fast because of the A choice. A really, really important thing to look at is, are you being honest about your healthy extras? Because if you never measured them before when it was just one, if you're free-falling with two, it's going to have a dent. But please know, your healthy extras are only ever going to boost your weight loss, safeguard your health. They're never going to be detrimental.
That's interesting, because things like milk in your tea and coffee, it's very easy, particularly when you work in an office and someone says, oh, do you want a brew? And you're like, yeah, yeah. And then you hope that they put skimmed milk in, and then you don't really know how much milk they put in, because it's like the old, in America, used to be I was a barmaid actually for a little bit. And they didn't do 25 mil shots. It was like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And that was a vodka martini.
Oh my God. Like, I've always wondered in America when they're pouring up how they know when to stop. Is it a count?
It was where I worked anyway.
Wow.
But there is sometimes an element where I think I might do that with milk.
Well, the other day, I bought myself a miniature measuring jug. I don't know if you've seen them, because psychologically, I posted this on Instagram, the jug was nearly full rather than nearly empty. And I like that. But anyway, I was making a coffee and I poured it out of the jug. 150 mils of milk went in my coffee. And you just think...
In one coffee?
In one coffee. How, you know, someone makes you three of them, you're over your milk, aren't you? I only had 100 mils of milk left from the semi-skimmed milk. So you can see how the brews on the porridge and the Weetabix. Weetabix is like a sponge, isn't it? So if you're not measuring it, you go, oh, it's fine. I hear it all the time. But I only have milk in my brews. I would urge you all. The reason we've said measure it is because we know how detrimental it is if you don't. We're not saying it to be really annoying, because no one would love to pour gallons of milk on their coffee more than me. It's really important to know that you're only kidding yourself if you're free pouring, aren't you?
That's something I've really struggled with. And, I've started to be able to have coffee black now. If I have espressos, as bad. Also, like with my Weetabix.
Can you do it with water?
Or brand. No, I put Mulla Lite.
Yes.
I lose a sin, but it gives me a bit of a sugar hit. Yeah. And I know that I know how much it is in terms of
it's
sins.
It's quantifiable, isn't it?
Yeah. So it's really, looking really for those.
So should we give you a rundown of the top things?
Well, we're talking about milk there, and that's an interesting one. So obviously you can go and do the research for all the other types, but I'm just going to give you the top five. And the way that we've done these is I have looked at them as they are, as healthy extra A portions in the book. Because that's how we want to, we're all speaking the same language here, right? Yeah. I could give you in 100 mils, but it just doesn't mean anything.
I feel like we should have like the charts music.
In five.
Yeah, number five coming in is... Should we do it?
I feel like this is where we cue the cheesy game music.
Oh my God, can we do it? What's number five, Claire?
Number five is actually whole milk. So you are allowed, I can't read my own writing.
The amount of whole milk has increased, did you know that?
200 mil. So it's gone from 175 to 200 mil.
25 mils makes a massive difference.
Well, and the thing with whole, and you'll start to see as I go through this, volume matters when it comes to these things. Because 200 mil is top five of whole milk. You get 232 milligrams of calcium, but it's only 33%. Of your recommended daily calcium alert. If I jump to number one, so you can compare. So number five got you 232 milligrams, 33%. Number one got you 480 milligrams of calcium and 69% of your daily recommended allowance. And that was joint 400 milliliters. So not 200 mil, but 400 milliliters of almond milk or soya milk, right? Yes.
Unsweetened.
So, yeah, absolutely. So, and these, you can see why the difference in the figures. If you're not a fan of like the alternative milks, then number three, because obviously there isn't a number two, because we've got a joint one in the way that.
Works?
Yeah, of course it is.
Is it?
Yeah. Oh. You get joint one, so two disappears.
Really?
Yeah.
Who told you that?
That's just how it works in charts, mate.
Oh, is it? Oh, okay.
Number three, as in, you know, the normal milk, if we say, top choice for normal milk, obviously is skimmed milk. You would expect that, which is 350 mil of the portion size for healthy extra A. And you're still getting 421 milligrams and 60%. So actually, sometimes we kind of say, oh, semi-skimmed will be fine. Oh, whole will be fine. Yeah. But you can... As long as you're actually really looking at, you're measuring your milk,
yeah.
Because you get more, you got to make sure you get more. So just doing a splash here or there of skimmed is fine. But if you're not having enough of it, you're not getting your calcium. So if you're only doing small splashes, you might actually be better off doing whole milk, because then you're making sure you get enough calcium.
What a good idea.
So that's milk. Big difference, isn't it, from 33% to 69%. But look at the volumes, yeah, and just make sure you're getting
them.
Because actually, yeah, for almond milk, I do have almond milk in.
Yeah.
But I probably don't actually really ever have the 400
ml. Don't you?
So now I'm thinking, yeah, maybe I should be buying semi-skimmed milk. Yeah. Because I don't have as much of it, but I want to make sure that I'm getting that 60%.
That's why another thing works, like when I skim the almond milk and then take the cheese, because you're getting it. Oh, you're getting the two of them. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just for people who do have semi-skim milk, it was at number 4, so just above whole milk, you get 250 ml of semi-skimmed. And that still gives you 290 milligrams out of your 700 milligrams. Wow. And so that's 41% of your daily recommended allowance. So not too bad.
Not too bad at all.
No.
Should we talk cheese?
Cheese. Oh, cheese. This has been the most exciting part of the research for me, actually.
You should see her face. She's so happy.
I do. I really love cheese, but I have a bit of a fear, because I talked about on the previous episode, I think it was in my Claire story, where I said about this cheese box that I used to have.
Yes.
And my housemate is obsessed with cheese. She's always got an impressive range. She puts it on the top shelf, which is out of my reach. So that's good. But I wanted to get excited about the food that I eat, because I was saying boredom is a big thing that I've got to worry about in the next 2 months.
Yeah.
So on my top 5 list, this is quite an impressive array, actually. You've got Babybel Light, you've got halloumi, reduced fat cheddar, and parmesan. So they're all very different.
So what's top? What's number one?
Well, so 468 milligrams, 67% of your daily recommended allowance.
Wow.
It's really simple, really easy to measure, 3 Babybel Light.
So now we could have 2.
6 Babybel Light is Babybel, too much
and
for
you
anyone.
Would, oh no, I could do 6.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. I could do 16 Snickers bars in a row. I can do 6.
Yeah, that's true.
So with the 2 healthy extras now, if you had 6, you'd be over your recommended daily allowance, which is brilliant.
You'd be, over 130% of your daily recommended allowance. And it's worth it knowing as well that whilst the UK government says 700 milligrams, other governments around the world actually suggest 1,000 milligrams.
That's the US, isn't it?
You know, per day. So, and the older you get, the more calcium you should have anyway, because your bones are going to need that calcium hit a lot
more.
Your
teeth, you want to keep them teeth.
Yeah. But the exciting part for me has been halloumi, because
I love that stuff.
I do. I mean, I went through, I pulled out all the stuff. Obviously, in the book, it talks about feta, edam, Austrian smoked, mozzarella. It's got hard goat's cheese. The page in the book which looks at cheese is great and excites me a lot.
And there's loads more online. I don't know if anybody knows this, but the healthy extras, the lists online are much greater. And you could also look at the ones that were updated each week.
Yeah.
And when you go on the website or the app, if a little green HE appears next to it, that means it's a healthy extra.
That is
mad. There you go.
I love that. So reduced fat halloumi, you can have 45 grams of this stuff and you're going to get 450 milligrams of calcium. That's 64%.
You doubled your halloumi.
Yeah, I mean, I've put normal halloumi, you get 35 grams and actually that comes in at number 4.
Wow.
So who knew that halloumi was such a good source of calcium?
Halloumi is your friend.
Oh, hello, me.
And now you can have whole milk pita bread as a B choice. Can you imagine you can have like a Greek thing going on?
You can.
Yeah, sorry.
Hannah got really excited then.
Greek.
reduced fat cheddar, 40 grams that you get of that. That's at number 3. And you're getting 55% of your calcium daily allowance. And then number 5 is, surprisingly for me, 30 grams of parmesan.
But 30 grams of parmesan, if you get the fresh stuff and you grate it on the zester... Little tip, a mountain.
It is, isn't it?
A mountain.
Yeah. And so this, for me, has kind of excited me because I've kind of gone away and thought, okay, I can really enjoy these healthy extra A's.
Don't be scared of them.
I wasn't living like in a little prison of, oh my God, I can only have 250 mils of semi-skim milk.
Yeah. Oh, what a boring life that would be, Claire. But there is also some other things to bear in mind if you are not a dairy fan, because I know a lot of people aren't. And like my little girl is lactose intolerant, so we get all the lactose-free versions of things like milks and cheese, which is great if you have an intolerance. But you can get calcium in so many other free foods, can't you, Claire?
You can.
She's got a top five for these two.
I know. Well, it kind of sparked my curiosity, thinking, okay, milk, cheese, that's fine. But obviously, you can get calcium in other foods that you're eating naturally anyway. Interestingly, 46% of daily recommended calcium allowance you can get from one tin of sardines.
Wow.
So there's one. You know what? I've got the tin in my cupboard and I haven't used it yet. And then the ones with tomato sauce actually are free.
Can I tell you something? Yeah. I did a kitchen cupboard purge. Is anybody into like organizing their pantries? I don't have a pantry, but I got really excited. So we've moved house 9 times since 2005, and there has been a tin of sardines that's traveled with us since 2005. I finally threw it away on Tuesday, and its sell-by date was 2004.
Wow.
15-year-old tin of...
Didn't you want to open it out of curiosity?
No, I just thought this is... And you probably actually with tin food, it would have been fine.
If it was the end of the world, you would have eaten it.
If it was the end of the... And I was going to die already, no. No. If it meant I could live, I would eat it. But if I was going to die already, no, I wouldn't punish myself with that. No, I just didn't want the house to smell of, like, dead fish. Do you know what I mean? Anyway, sorry, sidelined.
If that works for you, it works for you. The other things on this list, sesame seeds, which really surprised me. 40% of your daily recommended allowance. That's like 2 tablespoons or 25 grams. And it actually, you can use it as a healthy extra B, or you can sin it 7.5 sins.
Great in a stir fry.
So if you want to be mixing up your healthy extra B's and you don't want to be throwing away your sins, then you get a decent amount of calcium and you use your healthy extra B so you get some fibre.
But that's another savvy use of sins, isn't it? Because I've never known anyone come into group and go, I've had a terrible week this week. I really hit the sesame seeds hard. Do you know what I mean? Like, it ain't going to trigger you to eat a whole packet of sesame seeds.
I don't know, though. But then, you know, seeds and nuts are something that I've always been quite nervous about.
No, yeah. No, but the nuts more than the sesame seeds, Claire. If I come in next week and you're covered in sesame seeds, I know we've got an issue.
Tofu comes up pretty good. Plain tofu. You've got to watch out when you go buy tofu at the supermarket. Get your app out if you've got it and look online, because sometimes the flavoured stuff or the marinated stuff isn't sin-free. But half a pack of 125 grams, which is half a pack on average, that gets you 36%. It's not too bad.
I had a really great tip about tofu. Hit it really hard before you cook it. Like, smash it down.
Right.
Like, almost batter it with a rolling pin and cover the pan and fry, like, really, really hot with loads of chilli. And apparently it goes quite crisp. Or coat it in your healthy extra B, like Ryvita, and fry it. It's like a crispy little snack.
Like a breadcrumb or something.
Yeah, there you go.
That's good.
Yeah, totally. Can you imagine that with some halloumi?
That excites me more than sardines, actually.
I know. You could sprinkle the sesame seeds over the tofu. Like, that would give it a crunchy outer edge, wouldn't it?
It would, yeah. That's
cooking tips from Anna.
Kick-ass stir fry.
Yeah.
Other things on here were dried figs, which surprised me, right? So I went and bought some, actually. They're not speed, but figs are blooming good for fibre.
They were
calcium? So 4 to 6 of these gets you 36% of calcium.
I've just got a really bad story about figs, which I can't even tell you because it was that bad. But I've got a bowel disease, that's all I'm going to say. And figs are not your friend.
Really?
Yeah, I got admitted into A&E after figs. That's how bad. So just be careful with dried figs.
Okay. We won't ask for any more. And what's interesting that makes it on number 5, which blew my mind, a yogurt here that we all kind of had to slightly mourn its Well, not its loss, but it went from being a free food to sin, and it's next to nothing. You're talking half sin, one sin. Yeah. Muller Light yogurts actually
all
have
of them.
280 milligrams out of your 700 milligrams of calcium, and they're 31% of your daily allowance just for
wow.
one. So if you've got some sins to spare, you need a sweet hit,
great.
And you want to get an extra boost of calcium, maybe a Muller Light yogurt is the way forwards,
way.
Or another flavoured yogurt, whatever brand you use.
Do you know that's how I met my husband?
What, eating a Muller Light yogurt?
That's how we met, over a Muller Light yogurt. I was looking for a spoon for my Muller Light yogurt, and I lived in a floor of 16 boys, and knocked on my friend's door for a spoon, and in his room was Phil. And we've been together 19 years in 2 weeks, and he proposed with a Muller Light tub. He reconstructed the Muller Light and put my engagement ring.
What?
So Muller Light. They sent us gifts for our wedding. We had Muller Light cups as our first toast, Muller Light balloons. Yeah, we're big Muller Light fans.
Wow.
Who knew that?
We need to get them to sponsor this podcast.
We do, don't we? I've got a baby because of Muller Light. Well, not because of Muller Light, but do you know what I mean?
Well, you've already told us what you do with flumps, so God knows. God knows what you do with Muller Light yogurts.
I think that kind of sums up where we're at, don't we? So I think it's really important to know that calcium is going to only ever benefit your weight loss, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm going to take a picture of these little post-it notes that I've kind of written out here, because we've given you a hell of a lot of information to kind of digest, which is hard when we're talking in your ears and you haven't got pens and papers and things. But like the number one for cheese was Babybel Light. The number one for milk was either the almond milk or soya milk. And the number one other source was a can of sardines. Who'd have thought it?
All together for lunch.
Absolutely. Well, we really would like you to kind of join us on the next few episodes, of course. And so the way that you can do that is to make sure that you subscribe to this podcast or follow whichever app that you use, whether you use Spotify or Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. Find a way to subscribe. And we love hearing your comments as well. In fact, we'll just mention a couple of these comments, because you've made us laugh a lot with some of your stories, but also I think you've also really touched our hearts. That's what's really kind of got me. I've got one here from Joe. I don't know if you've heard this, Anna.
No.
She says she loves the podcast. Believe it or not, it's the first ever podcast that she's listened to. Gin in a Tin may save her on Saturdays. And she really enjoyed the episode that we did a couple of weeks ago of the alcohol tips, or not drinking alcohol tips. And she says the podcast is really helping her to get back on track. So thank you very much to Jo.
We've had some beautiful ones saying, you know, that people are listening while they're driving, and it was just the thing they needed to start off their journey. And Claire's analogy of like the racehorse mentality has really, really struck a chord with a lot of people. So if you have any feedback, we would absolutely love to hear it, because we want to bring you what you want to hear. So do drop us an email. Our email is slimmingworldpodcast@gmail.com, and come and give us a follow over on Instagram. We love a bit of Instagram here, so come and follow us. We are at Slimming World Podcast on Insta.
And just to note that, you know, we don't have all the answers. We're still on our journey as members ourselves, and it's really interesting to hear from people who are target. A message that kind of spiked my attention from Becky Kelly said that she started listening to our podcast, and this month she is celebrating her 10-year Slimming World anniversary.
Wow.
And she lost 5.5 stone over 2 years, and another 0.5 stone 3 years later. She's still going to her groups in Salford, and the challenge to maintain continues. So
how amazing.
Congratulations to Becky.
Absolutely. Crack it. 10 years. We've had a lot of people talking to us about the fact that, you know, January's a really hard time of the year, and just to go and listen to a podcast. A lady sent me a message that said, I just had to tell you how lovely you were, and finally we've got a Slimming World podcast. Just the right time of year. So thanks again for your positive feedback.
We'll speak to you again, and our next subject is body magic. Dun dun dun. So make sure next time you listen to us, I don't know, you tap your feet, you stand up listening,
or you're in your like gym leggings,
thinking about it,
to the gym. Yeah,
just totally. Think about it. Have a cracking week, whatever you do.